something that's been in the back of my mind for a long time and kind of a passion project. And it started with poking around Edwards Place and noticing that, A, the building originally dates to 1833, and then we've got all these fantastic pieces of furniture in the collection that date to the 1830s, 40s, and 50s. And that's kind of where the title of the exhibition came from, Hidden in Plain Sight. It got me thinking about how many of these remnants from the past are all around us, and we kind of walk right by them. It takes really stopping and thinking about them and looking at them and getting to know their stories, and then you discover there are these windows into this world. It's basically Abraham Lincoln's world, you know, that's all but disappeared, except for these tiny little fragments that are still sitting all around us.
And they all can tell a story, too. I mean, people may not realize that, but there's a story to tell with each of these items.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Like, there's this ewer that came out of our privy, you know, tossed in the backyard in the 1830s or 40s, and had a picture of giraffes on it, of all things. And I went digging, and it turned out that there were four giraffes sent to the London Zoo in 1836, and this was kind of, you know, a big deal. It made the Springfield newspaper, and it was kind of a thing in popular culture. And lo and behold, someone made a drawing of it that wound up on a picture that wound up here in Springfield, Illinois. So just really cool that, you know, something that happened across the ocean was showing up on people's pictures on their tables in Springfield.
Does this mark the first time that there's been an art exhibit with a privy?
Maybe. I think a lot of archaeological artifacts turn up in the privy. That's a great place to find people's old stuff. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the first time at the Art Association.
Now, if you're a Lincoln fan, there's some items related to Lincoln that are quite unique and interesting as well, including, I believe, the sofa and piano that witnessed the Lincoln's wedding. That's going to be included?
Yes, absolutely. Those are things that we know that Lincoln, you know, touched, sat on, were in his presence. More broadly, the entire exhibit is Lincoln's world. He would walk in there and he would recognize the artwork. He would recognize the furniture. He would recognize the ceramics that are in pieces as our archaeology. These are the things that surrounded him. And so that's really what we're trying to mine is, you know, get the stories of where these came from and why people bought them and why they liked them and get into that mindset and try to recreate that whole world a little bit.
And what's interesting to me about this idea as well is that this is something that the everyday item, at least it was an everyday item back in the day, can relate. People can relate to that, and even people who aren't that much into the art world can see some unique beauty in some of these items.
Absolutely, absolutely. These are the things that surrounded people, and so art is very broadly defined, and we include the decorative arts, and decorative arts are you know, furniture and things that you'd find around the home. And just why it was the style and why it was the shape and how it was used. So absolutely, it's a lot broader than art. I would say it probably would appeal more to a history-loving audience even than an art-loving audience, although there is art there.
The Springfield Art Association's also going to be bringing in some guest lecturers to go along with this exhibit?
Yeah, there is a four-part lecture series. The exhibit highlights the architecture, art, decorative arts, and archaeology of Springfield before the Civil War. And so we're going to have a lecture on each of those subjects. We're going to have archaeologist Robert Mazrum. We're going to have, I'm going to talk about art in antebellum Springfield. The vice president of Garth's Auctions in Ohio, Andrew Richmond, is going to talk about decorative arts and furnishing the home. And Christopher Schnell, a doctoral student at St. Louis University, is going to be talking about architecture and the built environment of Springfield. And those will take place every Thursday night at 7, and they're all free to the public.
Now, if people want to come and just check out these items, when can they start to do that, and how long will the exhibit run?
They are welcome to come to the exhibit opening, which is August 31st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then after that, the exhibit will be open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5 and Saturdays 10 to 3. And this will run through October 5th, which means it will be open during our Fine Art Fair, which also brings a lot of people out. So if you happen to be here for the Fine Art Fair, duck in and check out the exhibit.
And will each item have sort of that backstory attached to it where people will be able to see that, or will somebody be there that will enable them to learn more about it?
Yep, they will all have labels. They'll all have their stories told there.